Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Hall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Klein. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ron Klein. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente strikes out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. One out. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor bunts towards third. Thomas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stewart moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Banks reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skinner throws the ball into Mazeroski who tags Thompson, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Banks scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Pirates. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Mazeroski reaches second base with a double. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 2 in the game. Groat hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Mazeroski scores. It's 3-1, Pirates. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Groat moves to second. One out. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 3 in the game. Verdon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Pirates. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 3 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Long takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Don Gross now pitching. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Sammy Taylor. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Cal Neiman now catching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mazeroski bunts towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groat hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 4-2, Pirates. Bill Henry now pitching. Bobby Adams now playing first base. Dale Long now catching. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Bill Hall. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roman Mahias pinch hits for Don Gross. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. Hank Foyles now catching. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Taylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dark hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Foyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.